CJLO 1690 AM. Ah, oh, man, aren't commercials great? So rocking and rolling. I shouldn't mock commercials. They tell me about things. Why, just this past week, I have been inundated with commercials to go see Nine Inch Nails here in Montreal. And yes, I have tickets. Don't worry. Don't worry. I've already got them. Your boy got hooked up by his good friend T-Rez. By that, I mean I bought a ticket. You know, that's the same thing. But you know, advertising helps for that is all I'm saying. And really, Montreal, we could kind of do better with advertising shows to people. I didn't know that Bonnie Trash was playing on the 12th. I didn't know that. How would I know? I have to go on Facebook? Horrible. Honestly, the worst. What you just heard there, before those commercials, though, was some Roll for Rust with Proof Follows Pain off of their self-titled record. Actually, all of this is off their self-titled record, which if you would like to listen to, you should go onto Spotify and type in Roll for Rust. It'll pop up there. Currently, it's not on, I don't think it's on any other platform. Oh, no, it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube, I believe, as well. So go to one of those two and, you know, listen to it. Listen to all the tracks I didn't play, which is, you know, about, well, not quite half the record. How many? 2, 3, 4, 5. So yeah, it's an 8-track record. I played you more than half. You have a good idea now. You know that you like it because I told you you did. So right there, that's your go. You go do that. What you heard was Proof. Before Proof Follows Pain is another part of the interview that I did with Jeremy. If you missed any of it, feel free to go to cjlo.com. where you can go to the schedule page, and my show is there. Grade A Explosives. That's this show. My show. This show. This show is my show, which is Grade A Explosives. And you can listen to the whole interview once I post it up. Yes, I know. I'm really bad about posting things lately, but I funding drive is coming up. And so I need to regain your trust that I will do the bare minimum of posting things so that you can listen to them later if you so desire. But it will be up. I will put it up and you will be able to listen to it. It'll be good and a delight for you. And then you got to hear Never Look Back off of Roll for Rust. Did I say that already? It doesn't matter. Now you know it again. So how do I end this off? Why? It's funny you should say that, because I'm going to air the last part of the interview. I know that feels like a really good stopping point, right? But because I care about you so much, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you another track off the record to end off the show. Broken Bonds / For the Wind, which I forgot to ask Jeremy. I was going to ask him because in the middle of this record, there's Bonds Broken, and then / For the Wind, and then At Dawn / Shadowbound, which I think are four songs put together. And I should have asked him why. I don't know why I didn't. That's like a very no-brainer question that I should have. Anyway, the point is, maybe, Jeremy, once you come up and play at the station, do a session with us, I can ask you these questions and others. I'm just saying. I'm not saying, just saying. So yeah, I'm going to play that off this record, Roll for Rust. Go listen to the band. Go support heavy, smaller bands. Yeah, go do that because they are trying to do good things for you. Yeah. And if you, again, want to hear any of this or like this part of the interview and want to hear more, feel free to go to cjlo.com. I can't talk at all. It must be toward the end of the show. Must be toward the end of the show. CJLO.com, the schedule page, and you can listen to this entire thing once I post it up. After this, it's going to be some country music from Bill's Country and Western Favorites, which, I mean, college community radio. Really. Funding drive is coming up, by the way. Here's the last part of this interview with Roll for Rust. Keep it locked. CJLO, 1690 AM. This has been Grade A Explosive.
Well, as someone who's been in the scene, in Newark and in California, yeah. Now I guess in Kentucky,
yeah.
What I mean, the kind of large answer to this is going to be the internet. But what kind of have you seen as the largest kind of change or shift in the way that music operates? Because like a lot of bands will tell me like touring is still the same, but basically everything else is completely different about how people approach music versus when I started to today. What would you say is kind of the biggest difference from your notice?
I mean, I have no authority on any of this stuff because I'm an old person.
Fair enough.
That is not relevant in the society of what our music is supposed to be. You know, most of this kind of music is created by by young people.
Right.
As a reaction to the rest of what's going on in the world, right? But that doesn't mean that we're not young enough to still do that anymore. Right? So I don't know, man. Like I really couldn't tell you. Like, but I hope somebody comes up with the answer.
Well, as I said, you've been doing music for a long time, you've been in many scenes, so I guess it's important for me to ask, what's the worst musical instrument?
I don't know, man. I think they're all good. You know what I mean? Like you could use it for anything. The younger me might have said, no, you shouldn't use that. But now I think you could use anything.
Like the biggest change in music in the past time you've been doing is yourself.
Yeah, really exactly. I'm the one that's changed and evolved, you know? So.
Well, you're going to be finishing up on this tour and then you're going back. And then what's kind of you said that you have a record that's 2/3 demo.
Yeah.
What's kind of the plan then coming up? Got physical releases.
Yeah, physical release for the Roll For Us record, and then still just continue with that with that music, and then finish demoing that record, and then set out a time to really record it.
Yeah. So,
because I try to have the sequence and all that stuff of the record set up first before I start really recording it. So.
Are you still going to be a band of mystery on the stage by the time this comes out?
I don't know, man. It really all depends how it really, before I used to try to push things and try to control, not control them, but just try to like have this vision and try to make it all happen. But these days, like I just feel lucky for whatever's happening and just try to continue on with the path that I've been doing for however long it's been, you know, so.